As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
So what do we get for $1 trillion a year to the U.S. military? Do we get anything in return?
We get some enhanced stock portfolios, and I'll give you a great example. When Joe Biden gave our missile defense system, I haven't voted for a penny for Ukraine. I'm proud of that. It's not my dad gone war. I'm not sending my 18-year-old daughter to a country that most members of Congress couldn't find on a dadgum globe.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. And on the heels of Pelosi's retirement, who's been the queen of insider stock trading for more than a decade, we're now discovering that the financial corruption in D.C. goes far deeper than any of us ever imagined. One patriot, Representative Tim Burchett, is blowing the whistle on it. Members of Congress have made hundreds of millions of dollars while in office. And insider trading has been one of their go-to methods to achieve ill-gotten gains. Now, here's a stat that's going to shock you. More than 24 members of Congress, get this, outperformed Warren Buffett last year alone. 24. A handful had returns of over 100% yield. And to my knowledge, not one of them has written a book sharing their secrets for the rest of us to benefit from. But you know what? They don't have to. These insiders are so good at picking their stocks. My guest today is writing the book on it by making a career out of following their trades. He's made over 1,900% gains just from piggybacking on these corrupt insiders. But Burchett just pushed forward a bill. It's called the End Congressional Stock Trading Act. And the idea is simple. If you're a lawmaker, you should not be trading individual stocks, like, period, full stop. All right? If you're a lawmaker, you should not be trading individual stocks. No more perfectly timed buys before a committee hearing. No more suspicious trades right after classified briefings, right? Something Nancy and her pals have been doing for decades. And this push comes at a very interesting moment. Nancy Pelosi, again, who for years has been the public face of the congressional stock trading debate, right? Well, she just announced her retirement. And Burchett is basically saying, look, if we're ever going to fix this, now's the time. So will it finally happen? Will Congress vote to take away one of its most quietly profitable perks? Or is this bill going to mysteriously disappear in committee like every other time before it? Well, joining us today is my good friend Ross Givens, who is writing that book on investments. And Ross knows this world like nobody else. He understands exactly how these politicians are profiting from inside information because he's been following them for more than a decade. He's considered one of the leading authorities on insider trading. And his insider trading strategy has outperformed the market for 7 years straight. And he's not holding on, hiding this information. He's sharing it with all of us. In fact, Ross is hosting a free online training. Yeah, you heard that right. Free online training this Thursday, December 18th, exclusively for my audience, where he's going to show you exactly how he does it. The link is in the description below. Just hit it and sign up. You're not going to want to miss this. You can also go directly to TurleyTalksInsiderTrading.com to reserve your spot. But before all that, let's talk to the man. Ross, my friend, welcome back. Good to see you. Merry Christmas to you.
All right, same to you, Dr. Steve. Good to see you, buddy.
It's always great to see you. So, I mean, let's dive right in here. Right?
Sure.
How do these Congress people get away with this stuff? And will this bill pass? Because they've tried this before.
They have. Yeah, you're right. And Nancy usually made sure they didn't, right? She'd either attach it to a toxic bill nobody will sign, She calls for a vote at midnight on New Year's Eve and nobody's there. But Bruschetta is taking a bit of a creative approach, and he is using a little-known procedural loophole, and it will allow them to force a quick vote. So they need 218 signatures, half the House, to sign his petition. And if they get that, they can essentially sidestep leadership and push this straight to the floor.
Cool. So, well, what do you think are the odds that it passes?
Roughly zero. I mean, look, listen, it's possible, right? Anything, but highly unlikely, I should say. Because when you think about it, I mean, if you had a way to make millions of dollars, as you just said, and you're not hurting anybody, at least how you view it, would you vote to take that away?
Right, right.
You know, so it, I could be wrong, but this really feels just like a show to get reelected. And if you don't believe me, just think to yourself, like, how many people had ever even heard of Tim Bruschetta?
Right,
before started pushing his bill, right? Almost none. Right. And now the whole country knows that he's this aw shucks regular guy, makes skateboards, and you know, they see him as one of a small handful of uncorrupted politicians. So even if this bill doesn't pass, which I don't think it will, he still gets the reputational brownie points. And you know, listen, I'm not picking on Tim. I think he's a good guy.
Yeah,
they all do this.
Yeah.
It's the same reason the Democrats bent the knee for BLM and they pushed for trans rights. They don't care about this stuff, but they want the votes. And I'm probably the only person you're going to talk to this week that hopes this bill does not get passed, because we've made too much money following these insider trades.
Right, right, right. I love that. That's right. That's right. You're rooting to keep that insider trading so as to keep patriots who know about it lucrative as well. You know, I don't think most people realize that you can do that, which is one of the reasons why I love to have you on the show. You teach people how to do, like I said, you're writing the book in real time on how to do the book that they should have written, but never did. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, how to find these trades, how to follow along. This is what you're a master at, because in the end, it's all public information, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. And by the way, if anyone hates me watching this video, I don't think they should be able to insider trade, but they're going to do it.
Right.
So all I'm trying to do is give us the same advantage. But yeah, you're right. I mean, the Stock Act made it so that members of Congress have to disclose what they buy. So Pelosi put millions of dollars in NVIDIA a few years ago. That stock's up 1,000% since then. You'd have 10x your money following along. She bought an AI stock called Tempest back in January. It went up 100% the first month. And again, all this is public record. You can see every stock they buy, even how much they invest. And Congress, believe it or not, is the tip of the iceberg. It's the same way with CEOs, CFOs, board members. These guys would report their trades too. And when you think about the massive advantage these people have, right? I mean, a CEO, he knows the sales and profit before the public. They know if they're going to announce a big merger. Elon Musk knows exactly how many vehicles Tesla delivered last quarter. NVIDIA's CEO knows exactly how the new super performance chip is coming out. So this is huge market moving information. They have, we don't.
Right.
So when they are loading up on their company stock with their own money in their own account, especially when they're doing this for the first time in 3, 4, 5 years, you just follow along. You buy the same stock, you wait for the move higher. And as you, I appreciate you mentioned that. We do have a one of our quarterly free training events coming up. So it's this Thursday at 3 Eastern. It's online, but it'll blow your mind what's available to you. I mean, you've been, you can speak to it, but I encourage people to come learn how to use this for themselves.
Yeah, and I'll be there too. I plan to be there as well. I wouldn't miss it. Can you tell everybody how it works? Because, I mean, I've interviewed you a lot, and the way you've explained it, if I've got it right, is that more or less someone in Congress learns something that's going to make a stock go up,
right?
A bill passed, right? A government whatever, you know. So they call their broker, or they just log into their Fidelity account or whatever, and they buy the stock in advance,
right?
But then they have to, and this is key, it has to be public, right? They have to file a report disclosing that trade, which anyone could access. You could see the report, and then we could just buy the same stock in our account and piggyback on this winning trade. Is that basically it, or am I oversimplifying?
No, you're not. That's it. It's really simple. And I'll show you. I actually brought a couple for your viewers today. If you don't mind, if you could pull up that image I sent, I'll show you what this looks like. This is what's called a periodic transaction report. This is the filing. So every member of Congress has got to file one of these when they buy or sell a stock, anytime. Now, this one was filed by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who I know you love. This was from this was from late last year. But you can see the ticker, the company, how much she bought. And we see at the bottom, look at that. She bought stock in Viasat, ticker VSAT, on October 23rd. All right, so it is now mid-December. That was October, so we're, what, 14 months later. If you pulled that next chart, we'll take a look at how that investment is working out for her.
Yeah, nice.
Right? Man. 266%. So she has more than tripled her money in a year on one stock. You think, well, maybe she got lucky. All right. How many stocks do you own that tripled this year, you know?
When I'm following you, my friend.
Oh, I appreciate you saying that. Here's another one from our good friend Nancy. We will miss her in the trading community.
Yeah, right.
So this one's from June. Back in June, she bought Broadcom. Now, this one's a bit complex. Oh, she's exercising her options she bought a few months back. So essentially, she bought a really leveraged play on this, made millions on that. And then now she's doubling down and converting that to buy $5 million worth of stock. So that was June. This is December. It's been 6 months. Let's see how that one's doing. Now, this is as of about an hour ago, but my based on her position size in the stock, she's up around $2.9 million in counting.
Dang, man. It's like, what, 40, 50%?
Yeah, a little over. It's like 59% in 6 months. And so, you know, it's criminal. It's not ethically right, but it's also public information. Anyone can follow along. Right. So, I mean, just look, if you guys want to learn, sign up for the training event. I'll show you everything. Click the link, put in your email. I lay it all out for you in about an hour. Really easy.
Yeah. And it'll blow your mind, too. I mean, just in terms of just the resources that we have available to us that actually shows what these people are trading in real time. It's amazing. Right. You know, and to be fair, we're beating up on Wasserman Schultz and Pelosi, but you and I have talked about this before, but just so our viewers know, I mean, this is not a case of one or two bad apples. You know, Pelosi's not alone. Both Democrats and Republicans, this is an establishment thing, are guilty of this, right? And you showed me their returns. And I mean, and again, this is bipartisan returns. I mean, they're freaking mind blowing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at these numbers. 149% in a year. You mentioned Schultz. She made 142% altogether. What a portfolio. I mean,
makes sense how, though, right?
I mean, exactly.
It's really blatantly obvious. And you look at these numbers. I mean, the best hedge funds on Wall Street, the best of the best of the best of the best.
Warren Buffett.
Yeah, Buffett's down there like 24. But even these guys that are actively day trading, and all, they're up 40, 50, not 150. So it's blatantly obvious, but there is a silver lining. And that is that we, the taxpayers, the ones paying their salaries, can see their trades. We can follow along. So I like to look at it as if Pelosi's texting me tips, right? So whether it's her, other politicians, corporate insiders, it's all public. Right. And this is not some fluke. Like, I've been doing this as a service with a full tracker firm member since 2017. We've beat the market every single year.
Right.
So, you know, join us on Thursday. You'll see what it's all about, but it really is out of control. And, you know, it's one of those things when I've come to this in my 40s to learn, like, just don't get worked up over things you can't change, right? You're really good about this. You actually are implementing change with your reach, which we appreciate. But, like, I understand this makes people angry. I understand it's not good. But your choices are to sit there and stew over it or follow along and make a few bucks totally legally, totally ethically, just following the trades of our elected leaders. So that's the route I've chosen.
And it's brilliant. Absolutely. There you have it, gang. I mean, imagine being able to see exactly what these insiders are doing and just following along. And that's what Ross is going to show you in his free online training this Thursday, November 18th at 3 p.m. Eastern. The link is below. You do not want to miss this. Click the link below just to below the video just to register. It's your chance to learn how to follow Pelosi and other insiders, but completely legally and ethically. The event's free. It's online. You can enjoy it from the comfort of your own couch. But seats are limited, and they do fill up fast. Ross's free trainings fill up very, very fast. So be sure to sign up right now, Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern. Click the link, get signed up, and we'll see you there. Ross, thanks for being here as always, man. You're the perfect guest because it's like you get our blood boiling, but then I get elated when you show us the solution that can benefit all of us. So, dude, I plan on seeing you on Thursday. Can't wait.
All right. I appreciate it, Dr. Steve. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, my friend.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.